Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 6, 2022. Under the shield of the Creator? Question: how are you able to perform your function and at the same time rely on the Creator, meaning, advance as if by yourself and in parallel with the Creator? Answer: and how can I perform my function if I don't rely on the Creator? Where does my strength, knowledge, and opportunities come from? Where do I get the confidence that what I am doing will work? This is only to the extent that I am connected with Him. Comment: once you gave an example that Rabash, without relying on anyone, went into a bomb shelter during a bombing. My response: but this is not because he did not rely on the Creator, but because it is necessary to act as all the people do. Comment: often there is a feeling as if you are under the shield of the Creator, that there is some kind of protection. My response: you don't have any protection. It can only be to the extent that you are connected with the Creator. And even with this protection, you can't rely on it anyway. You should only be tied to Him. And what will happen to you, you should not think about it. No matter what state you are in, think not about protection, but about how to be more tied to Him. Because bombs falling on you are made to help you get even more correctly attached to the Creator, not out of fear. And constantly thank the Creator for sending to you all these states, because they help you get closer to Him by giving an example that you need to be in this form in both your best states and in the worst. Question: but Rabash could not have climbed down to the bomb shelter. Could he observe and think about the Creator? Answer: it cannot be understood. And yes and no. He had to act like everyone else. This is not a game. Actually, this also shows the quality of bestowal. I can't express it in words. The ordinary human mind cannot combine two opposite forces, opposite qualities, and states and see them as one. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Rely on the Creator. June 28, 2013. Who will take us across the Muxum barrier? Question: if a student did not cross the Muxum barrier during the teacher's lifetime, what are the chances of crossing it later? Should he do it during the teacher's lifetime? Answer: of course it is desirable. But this can be done only through similarity of qualities, which means dedication to the path, adhesion to the teacher, following all his advice, and on how much the teacher is more important in his eyes than he is himself. In other words, it is just a training relative to the Creator. There are many students who are very capable, very eager to attain spirituality, but for them the importance of something of their own prevails over the importance of what the teacher requires or what would be necessary for the teacher. Let's say if someone wrote something unpleasant about you and about the teacher, what will you perceive with more pain? Will you defend his honor or yours? How will you perform, with what diligence? Comment: but it depends on the different stages of a person's development. My response: undoubtedly, of course. But you are asking if it is possible to cross the Muxum before the death of the teacher. I do not know. This is a student's problem. In any case, after death it takes much longer. Question: but then who will take him across the Muxum if not the teacher? Answer: the same teacher, only in a different form. If the student could not take advantage of his immediate presence next to him, he will have to look for him in a different form around him, just as he looks for the Creator. Question: can there be anyone else besides the teacher? Answer: no, nobody. Not something that is materialized. The same teacher, only in a different form, and not a person. Comment: but if there is, as you say, a chain, you go after Rabash. My response: then it must be a person who has already passed the upper path. How can you put someone who is at the same level as the students? To put one of them above them? On what basis? Question: you are the degree we have to hold on to. But if you are gone, in what form can we do it? Answer: if you do not discover this form, then, of course, it is bad. Then you will move forward in a very long way, using the trial and error method. If a student has not entered the spiritual world for 15 or 20 years while being with me, then he will need the same number of years more in order to enter it without me. Question: how is it with you and Rabash? Answer: I took everything I needed from Rabash. I was relying only on the fact that I was next to him. Then there was a lengthy method of going deeper into the same mutual connections that we had established before his death. From CapTVs I got a call. Spirituality during the lifetime of the teacher, July 8, 2013. A lifeline from the Creator. Question: what signs indicate our progress in reading the Book of Zohar and in spiritual work in general? Answer: the most obvious and strong sign of progress in reading the Book of Zohar is a feeling of greater need for connection with others. Another sign is that I feel that for some reason that the Zohar attracts me sometimes more and sometimes less, but in any case, I feel that it is good for me to be near this book, to read it, or to listen to it. I feel that there is a force in this book that connects me with life. There is such an effect in it. Even if a person does not attain, does not understand, and does not know what the Book of Zohar is talking about, he still feels that this book, as Balhasulam says in the article A Speech for the Completion of the Zohar, is like a rope that the Creator threw to the created beings here in this world. Holding on to the end of this rope, we will be able to rise to him. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, February 10, 2010. The Book of Zohar Ki Tissa, when you take. Deja vu and premonition. Question: deja vu is a state when a person clearly feels that he has seen or heard something somewhere before. How does this happen? Answer: the fact is that when the brain begins to compare different things, it seems to a person that this has definitely already happened, and this, and that, and one begins to embed one video fragment into another, one picture into another. So it turns into deja vu. But, on the other hand, there is also premonition, foresight, when a person, thanks to one's intellect or sense of being in the system of nature, feels that such and such an action should happen now. He begins to feel the thoughts of others or to anticipate some waves coming to him. And all this is because we are in one unified system of nature and can guess the next event by some preliminary signs. There are people who have developed this feeling, like Messing or Bedouins in the desert. The sense of nature in them was developed very strongly, particularly in Messing, for years ahead. He could simply predict because he felt that such events would happen. But that does not mean he could change anything. And Kabbalah allows us to mitigate the upcoming events. They will happen anyway, but in a milder form. It depends on whether we will unite between us, whether we will treat each other and our progress kindly, or leave the whole matter to our egoism, which naturally will torment us. From CapTVs I got a call. What is deja vu? May 19, 2013. The need to see the world as common. Question: they say that when mobile telephone communication appeared, Israel ranked first in terms of conversation activity. Not because there was a need to communicate, but simply by talking to each other. Answer: yes, Israelis like to chat no less than others. Of course, they cannot be compared to Italians or Spaniards. There are probably statistics about which nation in the world is the most talkative. As for communication, technology, and all these things, a person has a very acute sense of needing them. This gives him the opportunity to be more connected with the world and with the worldview, and not just to be shut within himself, but to be more open. As before, people were accused of excessive openness, cosmopolitanism. The word cosmopolitan was considered a curse, a worldly man. In Stalin's time, cosmopolitans referred to Jews. This is partly true since, While gypsies and other national minorities, as other nations surrounding Russia were then called, have something of their own that they steeped in, the Jews always strived to have common ties all over the world. Therefore, the word cosmopolitan suits them. I think that the development of communication and the desire for technology that connects people is, in principle, part of their internal national culture. It is because the whole Jewish culture is fixated on the common connection of everyone and everything, on the need to see the world as common. From CabTV's I Got a Call. The most talkative nation to March 6, 2013. A world of adventure that one can enter. The main thing in reading the book of Zohar is the intention. After all, by reading this book, we attract the greatest light, if we are able to do it. In everything written by Kabbalists, there is no stronger light than in the book of Zohar. That is why it gained such fame and popularity, and at the same time throughout history, it was hidden, and so many things happened to it. Only now it is revealed because it is a source of light that returns to its origin. Therefore, it does not matter what exactly we read in the book of Zohar, because in any case, we do not understand a single word correctly. But we want to penetrate into the same picture, to feel it, and not to understand it. It is not given to us, to understand it with our earthly mind. We strive to enter it, to open it up. After all, we are talking about Kabbalists who have revealed the spiritual world and told us about what they discovered there, like in an adventure novel about travelers discovering new lands and islands. This is how Kabbalists tell us about what is happening in spirituality. They describe what inner tools they reveal it with, and at the same time talk about what they see and feel. That is, they talk about the actions they perform and what they reveal as a result of these actions. We look, read, listen, and do not understand anything, but we aspire to feel these states ourselves, to live in them. Like children who read books about exciting adventures and experience the adventure together with the heroes, all this was only in our imagination. Here we enter the spiritual world for real and feel it even more strongly than we perceive ourselves in this world now. It is our current perception of this world that is the most distorted and clouded compared to everything else. In spirituality there is amazing clarity and transparency that is impossible to imagine. There is the deepest understanding of all events and the forces behind them, the causes and effects, the source of everything that happens, and the connections between everything that exists. This is what we should strive for when reading the book of Zohar, to stop being old men, but feel like young children, carried away by a book about exciting adventures. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson January 7, 2011. The Book of Zohar Tzav, Command. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what are the biggest problems faced by humanity, and how do we go about solving them? Following a string of heat waves, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres stated at the Petersburg Climate Dialogue in Berlin that we have a choice. Collective action or collective suicide. It is in our hands. The problem is that we simply cannot act together even facing such stark choices. Our egos do not let us unite. From the inside, we simply cannot act even in the face of imminent catastrophes. We host a quality that disallows our connection to others, even in a state where we could die without connection. There is a vicious animal inside us, that we are starting to recognize, our egoistic nature that wants to enjoy at the expense of others. It does not let us take others into consideration. It is a barrier that we cannot leap over. Human beings are nature's most ignorant creatures because in the worst possible state, we still seek how to take advantage of others. We have to finally acknowledge how unbounded our ego really is. Such awareness is the beginning of our healing. Then, the healing will come from above. We have to acknowledge that it is in our ability to ask and pray for our connection. And then, by our connection, All of nature's forces will reach balance. Nature created us with the ego so we would rise above it toward the force of love, bestowal and connection. We will see how we are going to finish off our entire civilization and our lives until we understand that we have no other choice but to connect, and then we will be willing to connect. Based on the video Collective Action or Collective Suicide, is humanity smart enough to survive? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Aaron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.